If you'll turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, we're going to take some familiar reading. Jesus had been baptized of John in the third chapter. After that, we find that he was led up into the mountain to be tempted of the devil. So, y'all pray for us a little while. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness and tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command thou these stones to be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Amen. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, "Thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee in their hands, and they shall bear thee up, and lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus saith unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into the exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Amen. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. And we want to try to take our thought out of the verse 4, and you'll find this same place in the chapter 4 of Luke in the verse 4. You don't see that happen much in the Gospels where it says pretty much the same thing in the same verse, in the same chapter, but it does. In Luke chapter 4 it says, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And it don't say it in those exact words, but you'll find it pretty close. And that comes from where it's written in Deuteronomy 8:3, to do with the manna over there that came down from heaven. But our thought today is, last week we tried to preach out of Isaiah 55 and the third verse, and your soul shall liveth. And we tried to preach to the lost last week, but this week our hearts leaning more towards us that have been saved, but also about hearing. For us, it's important for us also to hear. And it said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I realize that we must have substance, things to eat, and things like that. We realize over in Matthew, in the sixth chapter where it says, "Take no thought for saying, what shall we eat, or what we shall drink, or whether we shall be clothed? For after all these things doeth the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth the things ye have need of these things." So the Lord knows we need these things. But it takes more than that. And I look around today and I think about me as a younger man being born again and being saved. I don't know about y'all. I've seen a lot of you here, Daniel for being one. I wasn't here when you got saved, but you was just real young when you were saved. And Carrie, I was real young. And they've stuck. They've hung in there. They've not went back out. And I believe that's the way God meant for it to be. But a whole lot of us, when we got saved, we didn't continue on right then. We got out in the world and we went for a little while, and we didn't understand how much we needed the Lord. And I want you to know, I've learned over the years how much I need Him and how much I need to be around Him. And the more I learn about Him, the more I trust in Him. And I want you to realize that's the way all of us. The more you go through in life, you'll figure out that you can trust him more. I remember used to, I'd hear preachers saying, and we still may say it from time to time, trusting the Lord is like laying back and letting somebody grab you. You know, you just fall back and somebody trusting them to grab you. And I want you to realize the first time you do something like that, it's got to be hard to do. I was up Brother Tony Days the other day, and I'll get to my text in a minute and we'll read that, but he said something to me that stuck with me. I went up there and me and him was talking, and he had a Ford Mustang in there he was fixing for his grandson, and him and his grandson was working on it together, and I thought what a blessing that'd be to be able to do something like that. And he said he could probably went and bought one just as cheap as what he was fixing that, but he wanted to do it with his grandboy, and he also wanted him to learn not to be afraid to do things, to be able to trust he's able to do things. And I begin to think about that, you know, being able to trust in the Lord, and put your faith in God, and he's going to take care of you, and how much I've needed that through the years, and I've got where now more and more I rely on that. And I begin to think about, how do we get closer to the Lord? Of course, through faith we get closer to him, but learning of him. Jesus said, come and learn of me. And I want you to know, we've got to have the Word of God. We need to hear the Word of God. Not only the first time, I believe that our soul may live and live forever, have eternal life, but also to be able to live and prosper. We've got to eat for our old bodies to be able to grow and prosper and have strength. But I want you to know, your spiritual soul needs that. And when people don't come to the household of God, when they don't make an effort, like Brother Tony said, he's thankful that he gets to sit out in the parking lot. He still gets to hear the Word of God. He still gets fed by the Word of God. I'm not saying by me, but if a man of God stands up and follows the Lord, it should feed somebody. It should feed a bunch of people. The flock should be able to eat and come and eat of the food that God is bringing forth. And you say, I didn't get nothing out of it. Maybe you didn't pray for it. Maybe you weren't where you needed to be. But when you come to eat, if he's putting the food out there, take up some of it. And it'll make you stronger. It'll give you strength inside that you may be able to live. And we've got to have that. I've got to have it. I just can't do without it. I've been loving Sunday school. I've been getting fed by our deacon and our Sunday school teacher. I want you to know, it don't just take a preacher to feed you by the Word of God. You can get fed by it by studying it yourself. Study the Word of God. Learn of him. Come and learn of him. Hear of him. And your soul will live and get stronger and prosper. He said over in Proverbs, and this is the verse in the 30th chapter and the 5th verse there, I got to thinking on, every word of God is pure. I want you to know, everything he says is the truth. There ain't no lies about him. According to Titus 1 and 2 over there, it says that God cannot lie. I want you to know, everything he says is pure and true. And I want you to know, everything you get for him will be good for you. I've had preachers preach. I've had Brother Marty preach on Sunday mornings at 8:30. Time he got done with me, it didn't feel like it was too good for me. I want you to know, but when I applied it to my life, it started getting better. And I want you to know, it was good for me. I want you to know, everything that comes from his word will help you. Every bit of it is pure. None of it's a lie. All of it will help us if we apply it to our lives. He can use each and every one of us. But I want you to know, for him to use you, you can't be feeble. You've got to be strong. You've got to eat every once in a while. You go without eating. You go and fast for about 3 or 4 days or 40 days as Jesus did. And you'll find it says there he'd become weak, I want you to know. But he was still close to the Father, and he never gave up. He was spiritually strong in the Lord. I want you to know, if you're going to be strong, you're going to have to be close to the Father. And how do we get that way? by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. I want you to know he'll strengthen us. It goes on to say in this verse here, it says, every word of God is pure. He that is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I want you to realize today, he's a shield unto us. He'll protect us from the old devil and all he has to throw at us if we'll put our trust in him. I want you to realize today, but to be able to do that, we have to grow closer to him every day. I want you to realize today we need to understand that being saved is the greatest thing that ever happened to you. But I want you to know you're still going to be tempted of the devil. Unite with the church will be a great thing. We went to the water's edge and baptized several this past year. But listen to me, if they'll all be honest, they've been tempted of the devil since then. But here I want you to realize, the closer you get to God, the closer you, the more you pray, the more you study, the closer you get to him, he'll become a shield to you. And you'll come to trust in him. Those scriptures over in Ephesians, it talks about putting the armor of God on. He told him, he said, wherefore, in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, wherefore, in the 13th verse, take you unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, having a breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with a preparation of the gospel and peace, and above all things the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I want you to realize when you trust him, it said over there, it said God is a shield unto them that trust him. I want you to know, well, the more you trust him in the faith, heaven and God, he'll become that shield to you, and you'll be able to resist the devil. You'll be able to say, just as Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Get ye the hence. Get out of here and leave me alone, because you've got God there to shield you. I want you to realize we need him, and the closer we are to him, the further the way the devil's got to get. He ain't going to be around him. You say, well, boy, he's giving me a fit. The devil's been giving me a fit. He gives me a fit too. I want you to realize, I want you to know, if he ain't giving you a fit, he's probably got you where he wants you. But listen to me also, honey, if you want to get rid of him, if you want him to stay away from you, you stay close to the Lord. During the day, you pray more. Don't just pray in the morning when you get up. I'm guilty of a whole lot of that. I pray about 3 times a day. And I know that's biblical, but honey, he also says pray without ceasing. You go out there and do hallelujah, chainsaw shop with me a little while. You'll think, Brother Jeff, you ain't been praying enough, because he'll come up and poke me a little bit. He'll get me with those darts. And next thing you know, I'm a kicking at something about half mad. And she'll come out there and she'll say, wait a minute, hold on. You better calm down. Amen. It's good to have a good preacher's wife. I was in there the other day working on a recliner. Something that only took 2 seconds. You take your drill, you shoot a screw in there, your little wooden thing could come loose from a recliner. Recliner's falling over sideways. I like my recliner. It's like a pair of blue jeans. By the time you get them broke in, they won't tear up. I went out there and got my drill and got me a couple of screws, come back in there and went to screw it in there, busted my wood piece. Didn't drill it. Back out there, get the drill and drill a bit, come back in there and drill it. Shoot one in there, it ain't long enough. Back out to the garage, get another screw, come back in yonder, finally get one in yonder. By this time, it looks like it's a honeycomb. It's just full of holes. Every time when I'm going out, I'm, what, everything I'm going to be like this? Why can't just something work every once in a while? And then I find myself, Lord, thank you for letting me have that recliner.
Then I'm back in there saying, I'm sorry. I acted ugly. When we're right there with him. Yep. Stuff like that just don't bother us as much. Nope. I don't see how people get through this life without God. First off, you got to be saved. That's the most important it is. Yeah. But how does people get saved and then never go to church? They never read their Bible, never pray. Never have a relationship with him like he wants to have. How do you do that? It don't work for me. I thought it did. But it didn't. It still don't work for me. I want him. He told Abraham in the 15th chapter, the first verse, when Abraham was murmuring, I guess, a little bit to God about not having a child for inheritance. And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield. And thy ascended great reward. You're talking about a reward. He is my shield. I was talking to one out in the parking lot the other day. They was talking about how they couldn't wait to get back in here. I guess she heard me say about different ones, afraid they wouldn't come back and everything. She said, I can't wait to get back in there. And we was talking about, we talked on for a minute about how we can't make it without, I can't make it without this. I live by what comes out of his mouth. If I try to make it without it, I make a mess out of everything. I mess up a recliner. I mess up my life. I mess up everything. But with him, I can do all things. So we take that faith and we put our faith in God, and he's our shield. We learn from him. How do we do that? How does he be our shield? We've got to be closer and closer. Pray more. Study more. Don't just sit home on Sunday morning. You mamas, I look at y'all, all you young moms, and y'all got 3 or 4 kids. We've got a couple here just going about a month ago. Y'all, I don't think y'all have missed a Sunday. Get up every Sunday morning, get those babies ready. Leanne and Josh is here. They beat us here every Sunday morning. I used to be the first one here. I can't beat them here. Give up. Terry beats us here. Most time, Mr. Bray. I'm usually about the 3rd or 4th one the car that gets here. They get up early. They prepare to get their kids ready and they come to the house of God. Because they know it's going to be good for them. Amen. They know they need to hear the gospel to be saved. And after that, they need that food. That's what roots you. That's what grounds you. I can't help from thinking about over Romans chapter 5. I love those scriptures. If we can get turned to them here. I preached on this the week I helped y'all in revival before y'all called me for pastor. It was done down into the second week of the revival. And I preached on this, if I ain't mistaken, on a Tuesday night. It got on my heart and I preached on it. But listen, it said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And that hope means confidence of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in the tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And I told y'all that night, and I've said it several times since back then, everywhere I'd go to preach, I'd tell them, I'd say, y'all pray for me that I'd have patience. I didn't know what I was asking for, and I'd go and ask for it everywhere I went, and them people surely was praying, because they have got to where trouble was all around me everywhere I looked. But listen to me, if you don't ever go through nothing and know God's helping you out of it, you'll never get where you'll trust in Him. And I want you to realize that's why how you get patience and hope is in God, realizing whatever you get yourself into, He's big enough to get you out of it. And this patience experience, that's why we feed on His Word. Because we get experience. You start trusting. I cut my own hair. Can y'all tell that? Heather can, if nobody else can. She tells me what's wrong with it every time I cut it. 22 years ago, I was in the backhoe business. I think I made $65 an hour on that old backhoe at that time. I'd go to a barber shop, and it'd take them an hour and a half because you had to talk about everything going on in the county. Finally, cut your hair in 10 minutes, but you was there an hour and a half. I got to figure it out. It's cost me $100 to get a haircut, not to count what I was paying to get a haircut. So I went to Walmart, and I bought me a pair of those Walls clippers. And I went home, and I said, I'll cut my own hair. I won't waste an hour and a half no more. And I never forget the first time I went to cut my hair. It was done probably about as long as Jerry's there. I got fired and I was just shaking. Oh, boy. Scared to death. You just knowing any second there's going to be that big gap, you're going to have to shave it from your head. Well, I got it cut the first time, done a burr cut. You know, that's pretty simple. You set it on one of them gauges, you just rip it off. That's about what Marty does a lot. He can cut hair too, I guess. Then I got to where I started having more trust in it. The next thing you know, I was cutting a flat top. I'd take that shorter one that you go around your ear with, and I'd do this, the sides with it, and get up here to the, and I'd cut it shorter right in here, you know, and I was doing a flat top. And now, I cut it last night. It bothered me a bit. I just went in there, and I just whacked her off in about 15 minutes, I was done. It probably looks like it took that long. But what I'm trying to say is experience and trust. Listen, I still get scared every time I stand, right before I stand up here. Saturday night, I can't sleep Saturday night. I'll wake up 3:00 Saturday morning or Sunday morning. I do it every time, just scared to death. All my thoughts going through my head, and I just can't go back to sleep. Sunday night, then I lay there all night because I'm thinking I made a mess. I don't sleep for 2 nights. That's how tired I was if I get over this. Yeah. But I've got more experience now. And I've got to where I do once I stand up and I read those scriptures. And I ask God to help me. Amen. I put my trust that He's going to. Amen. Not arrogantly, but I trust Him that He's going to help me. You get experience. The closer you get to Him, the more you work with Him, you'll figure out He won't let you down. You come here, Larry, come here. You stand up there. Turn around. I ain't going to catch you. But if I told you I would you trust me? I could step back and I'd let you fall. And I would. I might catch you the first time. I might catch him the second time. I might even catch him the 10th time. But sooner or later, I'd stumble and I'd fall and he'd fall. I've never put my trust in him, not one time. Not once. Did he let me fall? He He'll never let you down. So it takes experience. You've got to go through some trouble. You say, well, I thought all things work for good, them that love the Lord. I preached on it. Did it look like everything went good for Job?
Amen.
Did it look like what he was going through was, and it, he loved the Lord. Did it look like it was going to best for Abraham always? But it was. It was getting them where they would trust in nothing else but him. And in the end, he was there. He never let them down. Job said, naked I come into this world, naked I shall return. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter what you go through, he's still God. And we learn that. How we learn that is through every word that comes out of his mouth. So learn of him. If you're just getting started, this young couple that just, I was bragging on you a while ago. I won't be bragging on you from 5 years from now. Don't quit.
Amen.
Daniel, just because I bragged on you don't mean you can't quit. Don't you quit.
Amen.
Jordan, I don't know if I've ever been any prouder of anybody that I've been to you lately.
Amen.
That don't mean you can't fall, son.
Right. Amen.
You stay close to God. You hang on to every word that comes out of his mouth.
Amen.
And patience and experience, and experience hope, confidence. That's what it means. Experience gives you confidence that God is going to catch me. And hope or confidence maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And the Holy Ghost is given unto us. He's our shield. He is our stronghold. He's our tower, our strong tower. He's what I put my trust in.
Amen.
I want to live by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Do I? I just told you about the recliner story. I didn't say no curse words or nothing like that. But my actions showed. It didn't show a preacher as I was kicking and whining and crying going out the door and talking about how bad things are. I get tired of having to repent, don't y'all? Do y'all?
Yeah.
Let's try to be closer to the Lord. Let's live. And I'm talking about live. Used to back in the days when I worked out, and that's been a long time ago, but you'd drink these powder stuff and everything. I know bodily exercise profit a little. It does profit a little. But you drink all these things to make you stronger and all these, you know, as you work out to give you more of that look, you know. If you want to be stronger in the Lord and spiritual, you need something. You need to be fed. And you ain't got to just come and be fed. I think you need to come. We find in the scriptures where Jacob, after he deceived his father, he went to go stay with his uncle, his mother's brother. And when they got there to the well, they was all just sitting around the well, the rock still on it. And Jacob said, it's done the middle of the day. What are y'all doing? Why ain't you done watered your flocks and went and fed them? And they said, well, we can't until all of them are gathered. Listen, we would starve to death if we had to wait for every sheep to get here before we got to eat. But the point is, you need to be fed. And we need to be fed. We need to show up to the house of God.
Amen.
And everybody's got an excuse, and I've used every one of them. Trust me, I've had my pastor sit in my living room before. Want to know where I've been. You say, brother, jail. I'm no different than you. I wasn't always a preacher. He come one time and he sat down there and he said, have I done something to hurt you? Have I done something to make you mad?
No. I just ain't no kill. And that hurt. My wife sitting there, me'd have to admit that I just could make, I could make 100 excuses. But I knew he knew them all. And I said, I ain't no count. But that talk helped me. It changed me. I needed that. It changed my life. And then I had pastors that would stand up there and preach me. I mean, just tear me down. And I'd leave there sometimes just about half mad. Brother David Swindle, one time, he got on me. And I believe it almost had got personal. And I know he was falling to God. I know he was. But he had preached 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And I mean, I'd leave there about half mad. Y'all ever left there feeling that way back here? Just about half mad at Brother Jill. I understand. I've been there. And finally, I went in one week and I told him, I said, I love you. But if you preach on backhoe operators today, I said, it's finally going to get a little bit too personal. Those 3 weeks totally changed my life. He preached 3 sermons in a row that I was guilty. It changed me. I started getting stronger then. I started getting more humble then. When you're weak, then you're strong. When you're humble, then you can put the shield on and resist the darts of the devil. I'm fixing to hush. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. You hang on to every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. And it'll make you strong. And you can live in, really live. We live by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. His word is pure. It's the truth. It'll help you. I'll let you down, but God will help you. That's my message. Maybe that ain't been much to you, but it sure has helped me through life. I depend on it every day. I depend on him. He is my hope. So Lisa, I don't know what's going on. I really don't. Don't need to know. It's none of my business. But I promise you this. You hold on to him. He'll be your shield. He'll help you. Don't you turn back. Amen. Don't y'all turn back. Don't turn back, church. Amen. There's nothing out there to go to. Amen. The world don't have nothing to offer you. Amen. It may say it does, but it don't. You'll never find nothing but trouble and sorrow. I preached a sermon here once, and I'll hush in just a second. I preached on a beer sign up there. Yeah, a beer sign up there in town. It says, drinking beer will make you feel single and see double. And I said, go by it and read it, and I said, amen. It'll make you, the next morning after drinking your beer, you'll find that your troubles are doubled what they was. You'll still have the same troubles you had, though you'll have a hangover to go with it. And I want you to know it'll make you feel single because you won't care about nobody else but yourself. Whatever you get addicted to, it'll make you care about nobody but yourself. So I amen it. I said, it'll make you feel single and see double. Amen. I agreed with it 100%. And I'll tell you, that's all the world's got to offer you. It's more trouble.
He's got something to offer us. He's got peace, hope, and mercy and love. Put your trust in Him. Put your trust in Him and He'll be your shield. That's my message. Sing your song, Brother Larry, if you got one.